Good evening and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us tonight, Wednesday in Auckland on Planet FM in Auckland, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Greetings to all the people listening on Planet Audio. I picked up a lot of new listeners this week in the US. More about that later on. And I hope you can stay with me for the next hour where we'll have the latest news from Ireland, plenty of Irish music. And up first tonight, we're going to have the Wolf Tones singing a wonderful song called Dingle Bay.
Contentment of mind is not found in a city, so me mind is inclined far to ramble and dream to a place where my heart found greater fortune. In a brief winter skirmish, me mind will see summer once more. And there's where the small birds sing high on the mountain. That's Worthless Mountain, that's Valley or Hill. There's where the wild eagle knows its own freedom, and fishermen's boats make their way by Dingle Bay. The sound of the bees there collecting their young, the scent of the wild flowers, the spray of the ocean, it's nature's own beauty, we're watching the world go around. And there's where the small birds sing high on the mountain, that's Worthless Mountain. Fishermen's boats there, they plough the salt ocean. For mackerel and herring, all the fish of the sea. And though I have travelled the wild world all over, there's nowhere on earth that is dearer to me.
Wolf Tones there and Dingle Bay, and I want to dedicate that, the first of many dedications I have tonight, to people listening in America that I met, as I mentioned last week. I headed over to Chicago and had a stop off in New York for a day, of course, and over for the match. We'll tell you more about that later, but it's great to catch up with my good friend Seamus Smith from Ballyborough in County Cavan. Seamus, I met in New York back in the late 80s, 87. And since then, Seamus has lived there, and it was great to meet his wife Colette from Sligo, daughter Aisling, sons Anthony, James and Shane, and Anthony's wife Kate from Dingle. So we dedicate that song. But I'd also like to dedicate that to a wonderful lady who passed away in Ireland yesterday, Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. She was 86. set up Focus Ireland, which helped the homeless people in Dublin for many, many years. And of course, there's only another great man from Dingle, the great Micheála Mura Hertig. And I'm sure he knew Sister Stanislaus Kennedy very well. And indeed, he was a good friend of Seamus Smith, who had a pub in America in the 90s called Moriarty's up there in Yonkers. So the voice a bit croaky, got back yesterday after a great week. Had a night in New York, as I said, on the way to Chicago, a wonderful city, and have many dedications to play for people throughout the programme tonight. Sadly, the rugby didn't live up to the expectations. Ireland have a lot of work to do before they, well, they've got Japan this weekend, and then two big games against Australia and South Africa in the weeks ahead. But it will all the news from Ireland, of course. Michael D. Higgins is winding down. New president will be installed next Tuesday after an official event in, I was going to say in Croke Park. Well, not exactly Croke Park, but I'm sure she'll be at Croke Park on many occasions over the next 7 years. But Dublin Castle is where the state function is for the inauguration of our 10th president. Going to continue on with Sinead O'Connor. And I want to play this for Audrey and John Williams. Audrey originally from Dublin and living here in Remuera in Auckland. And she's going to get all the mammies living in Kohimarama to tune into the programme from now on. And I thought it'd be nice to play a song by Sinead O'Connor for both you, Audrey, and your husband, John. Lovely to meet you. Called Nothing Compares to You. Thank you. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Breen Group. Well, one story dominated the news in Ireland over the last 4 to 5 days. This was the sentencing of former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey. Of course, he pleaded guilty to falsely getting money from a number of people in Ireland, including Ireland's one of Ireland's richest men, Dennis O'Brien. So the facts of the fraud, which almost totaled 400,000, were laid bare on last Friday, and the judge didn't have time to impose a sentence, but he was remanded in bail, and the sentencing took place on Monday. So the 5-star All-Ireland winner, 6-star All-Star player, DJ Carey, none of his family in court to support him, a friend, a hurling fan from Kilkenny, took him up both Friday and on Monday. He was given 5.5 years jail sentence. I'm sure with good behaviour he will be out in 3, but it's a huge fall from grace for the man that was an outstanding hurler in the late 80s right into the 90s, and I know a lot of people would have little sympathy for him, because he said he was suffering from cancer and took money from families that had people suffering from cancer, and doctored letters to say he was getting treatment overseas. So pretty sad affair for a great Irish sportsman to end up. So I'm sure as we speak tonight, Prime Time Ireland have a special on the fraud that he committed. So pretty tough time, especially for his former wife and his two sons. All right, we're going to continue on. As I said, met lots of people over in Chicago. We're having breakfast one morning. We sit beside a couple of nice people from Armagh, Sarah Rafferty and Michael Labrie and Christine Labrie. They're from County Armagh, and Sarah's brother, Adrian Hand, lives here in Auckland, along with his wife, Jill Hopkirk Hand, and their 4 children, Rona, Donica, Messina, and Kelsey. So for you, we've got Brendan Shine, the man from Athlone, singing all about the boys from the County Armagh. That song that was sung at the All-Ireland Final after you beat Galway last year.
There's one fair county in Ireland with a memory so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedrals and cities, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own of the county, through Newtown, Fort Hill, across McGlen, around by the gap of Mount Norris, and home by Blackwater again, where the girls are so gay and so hearty, none fairer in Erin go bragh. Ah, but where are the boys that can court them, like the boys from the County Armagh? It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, my heart is the tone.
the boys from the County Armagh singing that song went out especially for Adrian Hand and his wife Jill Hopkirk Hand and their children Rowan, Donica, Messina and Kelsey living here in Auckland in New Zealand. Yes, it's a bit warmer here than it was in Chicago. It was about 5 or 6 degrees every day, but it was sunny. But the actual temperature with the wind chill coming in from that lake was down to about -2 or 3 on some occasions. Wonderful, wonderful city. Of course, the Irish have contributed greatly to the building of this city. It's almost over 250 years old. It was burned nearly to the ground well over 100 years ago, but rebuilt with magnificent buildings. And it was lovely to visit Old St. Patrick's Church in the city for Mass one day on Sunday and to see the, if you get a chance, if you're over there, it's all the inside of the church is decorated on the Book of Kells. And those decorations are there since the earlier part of the 20th century, I think 1916-17. But it's absolutely magnificent and so well kept. And of course, south side of Chicago is where Pope Leo grew up. I was out visiting the grave of a neighbour from home and in Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, which has only 105,000 people buried there. It's the main Catholic cemetery in Chicago. But if you get there, one of the things you got to do is a boat cruise or a river tour down. It takes about an hour and a half, and the building's unbelievable, including the president's building. Donald Trump is a big building there in the middle of the city centre. As I said, met many people, but a couple of men that helped build Chicago over the last 40 years were two men from Kilkern. And that's Martin Morrissey, neighbour of mine, and Pory Connor, who I went to school. Great to catch up with both of them. So as we both all went to school in Glenamaddy, I thought there's only one song we can play for them, which is Big Tom singing the four country roads to Glenamaddy.
Country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we scattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time, I long to see my hometown once again. Byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadows, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamaddy. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamaddy. Are the four dusty byways to my heart. Oh,
goes to Glenamedi from Big Tom. And it was quite funny at the airport on Sunday. I was flying back and half the Irish team were flying back to Dublin. And of course, there was thousands and thousands of Irish supporters over from Ireland. And the two pilots that were flying the lads back, along with other people, one of them was from Cassabeni in Mona, and the home of Big Tom. And both of them knew my next door neighbour, other pilot, Pádraig Higgins, very well. But it was wonderful to see the send-off as the Irish team and some of the officials that were getting on. Mind you now, they were all up at the front of the plane, business class. They got clapped on by the Irish people that were waiting for the next flight. Huge international airport, O'Hare International Airport. It's one of the busiest airports in the world. And small bit of disruption with traffic over there. Air traffic controllers, some of them are on strike at the moment. They're not getting paid. But overall, transport and everything else seems to be working well. And my only advice, any issue going in, no issue. Everything went really well from arriving at customs and immigration at New York. Everybody very welcoming. And I didn't really mention anything about politics, which is a good thing to do when you go to a country visiting. But certainly the people that I met were very, very welcoming. What else has been happening in Ireland? Of course, as I said, the inauguration of the new president takes place next Tuesday. Lovely tributes being paid to former president Michael D. Higgins, who's stepping down after 14 years. He's moving back to Rahuna, Galway. Not sure how he's going to fit in his two big dogs down there, whether he's got a big section. And I see Minister Pascal Dunnell came out tonight and said, you know, our economy is receding a small bit, and that there's going to be falling tax revenues predicted in the coming years. More requests, we're going to continue on, and this time we've got Star of the County Down from the Chieftains and Van Morrison. This is going out especially to Bill and Angela Hathaney from Banbridge in County Down. They travelled over, Bill, formerly of AIB, and lovely to meet Bill and Angela a few times during our visit there. And I thought we'd play this song. So here it is, Chieftains and Van Morrison, Star of the County Down.
Rich town in a county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen. She smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two brown feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I tripped myself, but to see I was really there. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county town. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. While my shoes shone right and my hat cocked right for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is a rust colored brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county town. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. All made of signal like the brown Colleen that I met in the county town. She onward spit, she ever scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to a passerby with a maid with the nut brown hair. He looked at me and he said, says he, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the bank, she's a star of the county down. Well, Battery Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. Don't meet, I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. let them head in the county down.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting on Planet of M in Oakland on Wednesday. It's about 22 degrees here in Oakland on Wednesday morning. Beautiful morning. Of course, bright here, nearly before 6 in the morning these days. Down in Wellington, our planes have been on Saturday night, Capity Coast and Access Radio Wellington. And greetings to all the people that are listening on Planet Audio across New Zealand and around the world. What else is happening over there? There was a terrible incident in a home house in Drogheda on Friday night, where there's about 28 people, people staying under the international protection while they're waiting to see if they're granted asylum in Ireland, women and children, including a six-week-old baby, but somebody firebombed the house. Thankfully, nobody was injured, but the families had to be moved away, I think, down to Butland's camp. And, Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has come out and said that, there'll be nothing spared to bring the people to justice that caused this terrible incident. And of course, a few weeks ago, I mentioned about the incident out at City West in Dublin. The other worrying issue at the moment, there's another outbreak of bird flu at a commercial turkey farm in Carlow. So that's been investigated at the moment. And I can imagine that'll be devastating for the people involved with that as we lead into Christmas. Right, we want to continue on some more music. Another man I met I haven't seen since I worked in the Ulster Bank back in the 80s. My good friend Danny Fay from Coot Hill in Cavan. Danny travelled up to Chicago for the game, so it's great to catch up with him. He's been living in New York as a successful building construction firm there, along with his brother Eamon. And I thought we'd play The Streets in New York. They're playing this by couple of lads called the Tooth Johnny, who are from Tipperary. They're very big in the entertainment scene in Ireland, and they're touring here in New Zealand on the 1st of March 2026. So here they are. I didn't know they were singers as well as talkers, but they're singing all about the streets in New York. And this is going out especially for Danny Faye from Coot Hill in County Cavan.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said my father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. Further's fellas who'd cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkways to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to me uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, "You're as free as a bird." Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, "Go ahead with the plan. Not to forget, be a proud Irish man." So I went off to Nelly's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. The heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from Phil on the side, and all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. And I boarded a train, and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York. Na 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 na, the streets of New York.
The streets in New York. Well, I didn't quite get into New York, but I got to the streets of Long Island and caught up with my good friend Seamus Smith and his family there on my way to Chicago. Of course, as I'm recording this, there's people in New York are voting for a new mayor. And by all accounts, the new elected mayor will be a 33-year-old Muslim. And, you know, the results will come out later today. So by the time you listen to this, tonight in Auckland, the weekend, we'll know who the new mayor of Auckland is. But we know that milk prices are very, very high here in New Zealand. It's boom time for farmers, both for sheep meat farmers and beef. But I see, according to a report, the Farming Independent in Ireland yesterday, that the cost of production of milk in Ireland now is reaching 42 cents per litre. And with milk prices dropping over there, there'll be paid less than the 42 cents a litre. A lot of the big co-ops are dropping their milk prices. And of course, unlike New Zealand, Irish farmers have to house their cattle and cows over the winter months, many of them for 3 months, some even over in the west of Ireland, where the land is not great. Cows are locked up for nearly 5 months. And the other worrying issue, lead story in the Farming Independent yesterday, was the fact there's quite a few quad bike accidents over in Ireland, but only 18% of farmers and farm workers, young people, wear helmets. We know here in New Zealand there is quite a few accidents as well, but most farmers down here seem to wear the helmets. Right, we're moving on and continuing on with more music. And this time I want to say hello to Sam Wallace. Met Sam at the Kerryman Pub in Chicago, along with his son. And Sean said, "Ollie, you interviewed me." He was the former chair of the GAA in Wellington many years ago, so I'm pretty sure his dad listens to Ireland Calling from time to time. Sean, a very well recognised lawyer in Dublin now, so it was great to see Sean. I bumped into him on Thursday night and again on Sunday when I was heading back to New Zealand. He was heading back to Ireland along with his wife from County Clare, Kilkee, and they were proudly wearing the colours black after the Old Lacks success. This time, let's go with Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing a song, Lady of Knock.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy at such a vision as we praise your name. Golden rose, queen of Ireland, all my cares and troubles cease as I kneel with love before you, Lady of Knock, my Queen of Kings. Oh, your message is unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. With love before you. of Nod, my Queen of
Peace. Welcome back. Daniel there, and Lady of Knock. This is the month of November, as we remember all the Holy Souls, and big interview with Daniel's sister Margot in the Sunday Independent on Sunday. She talked about growing up in Donegal and the fact that her dad died when she was very, very young. I think Daniel was only 6, and how they moved to Scotland for a while, and how she basically, you know, started off singing, and she had a few setbacks, health issues and stuff, and he took a drink one night in Galway, and literally straight away she was realized she was an alcoholic, but she hasn't drank now for over 30 years living in County Monaghan, which talked about the struggles of being involved in music, and will, what do you call it, be there. She's Daniel's sister, and you know, still going strong. Right, you're continuing to listen to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and as I mentioned, listen to us in Auckland on a wonderful night. Right, on sports news, well, as I mentioned, no luck for Ireland in the rugby at the weekend, losing after a wonderful last 20 minutes by the All Blacks, but certainly all around me, all the people that were there said it was nothing like 9 years ago when Ireland recorded its first victory over the All Blacks in over 105 years. And the game was spoiled by the TMO, and certainly, you know, there was a 10-minute stoppage there when they were investigating an accident by Tadhg Byrne onto Beauden Barrett. Hopefully Tadhg met him at the airport on Sunday on the way back. The suspension of being dropped for or being red carded, he'll be eligible to play again. He was certainly a standout player in the Lions tour this year. On to GAA matters. All-star nominations come out this evening, and dominated by Donegal and Kerry. And Monaghan GAA community are mourning the loss of their great star, Nudie Hughes. Nudie died on Monday, aged 67. Right, let's have another song, and this time we're going to play the Pogues and Misty Morning Albert Bridge. The ocean swims and smiles. Yes, the late Shane McGowan there, and the Pogues with Misty Morning Albert Bridge. And of course, within a month, we'll be hearing the Pogues and Christy McCall with Fairy Tale of New York. That song still brings in royalties of about £350,000 to the estate of the Shane McGowan every year, hard to believe. Yeah, well, there was plenty of Christmas lights and decorations all around the main shops in Chicago at the weekend, and the same thing is happening here. There was a lot of club matches played in Ireland at the weekend, so we'd run through some of them. Congratulations to my own parish, Kilkerran Clonbearn. Ladies are into the All-Ireland semi-final, convincingly winning the Connacht final on Sunday, beating Westport. In the Leinster Club Senior Football Championship, you had Summerhill from Meath beating Killow 222-116. Atai, who nobody thought would win the Kildare Championship, they're continuing on. They beat Bolton Glass 316-10 points. Down in Waterford, Rathgormack 112, Nair 110. Wexford, Castletown 14 points. Delmailers 7-1-7. And then in Harlan, you had an appearance from Limerick, outgunned by Belly Gunner from Waterford, 18 points to 15. And then on Sunday, the Roscommon Senior Football Championship replay, St. Bridget's 116, Pory Pierce's 112. Leinster Club Senior Football Championship's final, Port Arlington 112, Old Lakeland 6 points. And Ulster Senior Football Championship, Newbridge from Derry, too good for Dunloy, 114 to 11 points. And finally in Galway, the Senior Hurling Championship final, Loughrea replay. I think this went to replay. Loughrea 115, St. Thomas's 114. Right, we'll have time maybe for one or two more songs before I go tonight. So this time we're going to go with Dublin in the Rare Old Times and by Ronnie Droop.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Oh, me name it is John Dempsey, could be born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress. My trade's a memory, and I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please. I rode in a child of Mary from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a rosy as the light declines. I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Oh, the years have made me bitter. The gargle dims me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the Met have gone, the Royal long since pulled down.
Yes, Dublin in the rear all times, and that's bringing us to the end, or almost the end of another programme, Ireland Calling. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Well, the fallout from the presidential election is still affecting the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Micheál Martin Taoiseach, he won't be very happy. The latest results or the latest poll came out the weekend. Fianna Fáil have dropped more, he's dropped more. And not good news for Simon Harris either. Whether or not there'll be a heave against Micheál Martin, probably not. There's only one name being mentioned as a successor, and that's O'Callaghan, who's the Miriam O'Callaghan's brother. He's the Minister for Justice, and he's the only name that's been mentioned. And I'm pretty sure he's South Dublin, but the only name mentioned as a successor to Simon Harris. Well, there's a few. Pascal Donoghue is one. But Jennifer Carroll McNeill, married to the former Irish international Hugo McNeill, she's the Minister for Health. Certainly no election due in Ireland in 4 years. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. All right, that's the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to the programme. I'll be back again next week.
Saving my flowers away for you, though it's homeward I know I should be. Summer's gone and the birds they have flown on the winds of the migrating sea, on the winds of the migrating sea. Captain, he asked me on a cold winter's eve, is it married you're intending to be? Is the love at the door, waiting at the shore, with a candle and babe on her sleeve? With a candle and babe on her sleeve. I did reply, there's no bonny lass waiting for me. If I had won, I would lay down my folly and not be gone fishing with thee, and not be gone fishing with thee. 2 years ago, there came to the show a fair maiden courting for me. We had won with the ring and the money, but she wallowed in pity for me. She said, a mariner, boy's never free. Often the day, sitting up on the waves, that I wish I could then see your face. And the dark hair entwined down her magical spine, but I'll always remember her name.